Mark?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, ordinance 2018-11 passes in its third and final reading. The next ordinance is in its second reading. This is ordinance 2018-12. This is an ordinance amending and updating the Title 16, and this allows us for transferring land and brings language up to borough standards. I entertain a motion to adopt 2018-12 in its second reading.
So moved.
Motion's been made by Member Greger. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Member Morrell. Okay, is there any discussion on this? Seeing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Mark?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 2018-12 passes in its second reading. The next item on the agenda, the unilateral implementation of the borough's last best final offer with the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association. I would entertain a motion for the, we have an issue, yeah, Member Morrell has to.
I have a request to recuse myself from.
Recuse herself since her husband works for PMA. So with that being said, we will have to push this off to the next meeting because we don't have
four voting members.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
That's my opinion, if that works for everybody else. Next item on the agenda, new business, item 15. First item there is ordinance 2018-13. This is an ordinance determining that property conveyed to the borough in a tax foreclosure proceeding shall be retained for a public purpose. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance in its first reading.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Strand, seconded by Member Stanton Greger. Discussion. Can we get a quick clarification? Carl, can you do that, or? Or maybe Jody, it's just some land that we've gotten a foreclosure, right?
We're gonna. Yeah, so it went to tax foreclosure. They hadn't paid the 2016. This is for the 2015 property taxes. The property owner is aware. We have finally made contact with them, and they don't want it anyway, apparently. It's located between Dustin Connor and Adam and Brady Axemaker on the Mitkoff Highway. It has a electric easement down the middle of it. It's a small piece of property. It also has a State of Alaska small easement on it. And after talking with the Public Works Department, Carl, the electrical department, we decided it would be in the borough's best interest to keep it. Or down the line, maybe, you know, it'll have another use, perhaps a pump station at some day, or you know.
Okay, makes sense. Sorry, I just wanted an explanation that would probably make more sense than one that I came up with, so thank you. Any other discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Nancy?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, ordinance 2018-13 passes in its first reading. The next ordinance is ordinance 2018-14. This is an ordinance adopting the budget for fiscal year July 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2019. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance in its first reading.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Strand, seconded by Member Stanton Greger to adopt this year's presented budget. There'll be two more readings. The next reading will have a public hearing involved with it. So, any discussion? Member Burrell.
I would like to make an amendment to the proposal about the $2,000 proposed bonus for each department head. And I would like to remove that.
Okay, that's in the form of a motion then?
Yes.
Is there a
motion
second? Okay, seeing no second, I guess the amendment to that fails to get addressed. So now we're back to the main motion, and it's an ordinance adopting the the budget for fiscal year, for fiscal year 2018 through June 19. Any other discussion? Member Stanton Gregory.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. By and large, I think this is a pretty conservative budget with a lot of forethought on fiscal responsibility, so I appreciate that from the Finance Department. I'll be voting yes here today to move it along to the public hearing, and I strongly encourage any members of the public who have problems with the budget or would like to see things amended to please come forward at our next meeting and let us know, or to please reach out on email or call. We need that feedback. Thank you.
So just maybe Jody, you could give us an answer. Is this a flat budget compared to last year? Is it an increase, decrease, in percentage-wise?
It is flat. Sorry for the general fund. I believe it was in my slideshow that you missed, but it's just slightly down about $20,000 for the general fund. It's balanced.
Okay, I just wanted the public to be aware of that. So, any other discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Nancy?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Brandy?
No.
Jay?
Yes.
Okay, this ordinance 2018-14 fails in its first reading. That's what happens when you don't have a full assembly.
Yes, it is.
Next item on the agenda is 18-178, ratification of the tentatively agreed to, this is actually an agreement with IBEW, and so they didn't accept it, so we're going to pass this on to the next meeting.
Correct.
And we'll probably have an executive session at that meeting to address it. So the next action that we'll take any action today is a draft letter to Earl Stewart, Tongass Forest Supervisor. I'd entertain a motion to approve this letter.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made by Member Stanton Gregor, seconded by Member Strand. Is there any discussion? Member Stanton Gregor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the conclusion of our last meeting, members of the public and myself were feeling very strongly about an ordinance that was discussed earlier by several of the speakers. For myself, I proposed this letter not because I don't think the points raised in the resolution were valid. I asked myself, on any other issue, where would be my jumping off point? And I thought a direct and respectful letter would be an appropriate place to start. So I wanted to kind of capture the bones of what that resolution was, and I'm really outlining the Washington Office Activity Review to ask for some answers about our forest and how things can be done better in the future. And I thank the clerk for writing a very respectful letter. I will definitely be voting for this.
Any other discussion? My opinion on this topic is I was opposed to the resolution. I don't know if it's in the best interest at this point for the borough to be involved in this, I wouldn't call it an argument, but this discussion between groups, public groups, and the Forest Service. I'd like to see how things transpire in the near future, so I will not be voting in favor of this letter. I just thought I'd explain myself why. Any other discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Mark?
No.
Brandy?
Yes.
Nancy?
No.
Jay?
Yes.
Okay, approval of this letter being sent fails on a 2-2 vote. Next item on the agenda is a playground in the airport subdivision. I tried to pronounce the name, but I would butcher it. So it's in disrepair. It is in disrepair and needs to be removed. Replacement of a new playground equipment is estimated to cost $30,000 to $40,000. If approved by the Assembly, Manager Giesbrecht suggests running a PSA campaign to notify the public that removal of the playground is in the planning stages and encourage involvement in the future of the playground. So I'd entertain a motion to go that route. Is there a...
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made by Member Stanton Gregor, seconded by Member Strand. Any discussion? So this was talked about the last meeting. Who actually owns the playground? Is it, it's on private land or the tribal land?
I can speak to this. The playground, the borough owns the equipment on it. The actual lot that the equipment was put on is owned by Klingit Haida Housing. That was a mistake. It happened many years ago. This is the opportunity in some ways with the condition of the equipment to remove the old equipment that is not in good shape. And then if to kind of try to engage the public, and if that, you know, if we get enough volunteers and find money in some place, we can put it back in a on a lot that the borough actually owns rather than Klingit Haida. We have reached out to Klingit Haida Housing to ask if they were interested in helping. They said no. PIA at one time was somewhat interested, but also from standpoint of money, they're not at this time ready to put any money for it, and the borough does not have money budgeted for this.
So in your opinion, what are our options? Just to not approve this and then just at some point in the future meeting vote to just have it removed, or the borough just removes it? Or I'd like this idea of a possibility of letting the public be involved if they would.
And that's why it was phrased that way, was to, you know, we can remove it now. We can just do a PSA and say, hey, come to a meeting that, you know, Chandra can organize and see who comes and see who's interested. And then part of it is we have to move it at some point regardless, meaning, it, I mean, the lot, the equipment is on, does not belong to the borough. Klingit Haida was pretty specific about saying, you know, okay, it sounds like a good opportunity for you to get your stuff off of our lot. So
okay.
That's kind of, I mean, I don't want to mislead people. If we think that we can just repair the equipment and leave it on there, I think now is probably the opportunity to get it off there and move it or repair it.
Member Morrell.
Is any of that equipment salvageable?
I defer to Chandra on that question.
The equipment's out of warranty. So, yes, we could spend a considerable amount of time and effort keeping some of the equipment. However, it's paying for a storage unit and putting it back up would not be advisable according to the playground equipment original manufacturer once it's taken out.
Okay. Member Stanton Gregor,
you're a good member, Merle. You're done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think this seems like as good a plan as any, is giving an opportunity for public to get involved, get some input, and hopefully some volunteers with a maybe have a great plan for how to move forward with it. So it seems like a very reasonable way to proceed. I'll be voting for this. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with Member Stanton Gregor. I think it's a one last chance to see if people in the public are involved, and then if it want to be involved. If they're not, then this will be removal. So, people in favor of moving forward this way, will the clerk call the roll?
Mark?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, next item on today's agenda. Letters of interest to fill a vacant seat on the Harbor Ports Advisory Board have been brought from, we've received them from Jim Strumdahl, Eric Grunberg, Joel Randrup, and Jacob Slavin. And this will be, like we said earlier in the meeting, just until the election in October of 2018. With approval of the Assembly, I'd like to appoint Joel Randrup to fill this position for the remainder of the till the next election. And if we don't have a consensus, we'll vote. So,
is that any other ideas?
Maybe we should do it in motion form so we can do discussion stuff.
Sure.
Would that be all right?
Yeah.
I'll attempt to do a thing. I'll get you started then. I would move to appoint Joel Randrup to the Harbor Board.
I second that.
Just to help you out.
Okay, discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, this is different than ordinances and resolutions. So I guess I would please advocate for Mr. Randrup, why you think he'd be good for the Harbor Board.
Well, Mr. Randorf is a longtime resident of Petersburg. He's a fisherman. He's fished in many different fisheries all over the state. He's seen a lot of different harbors. He's involved in other political things around the state. He takes an interest in Petersburg, so I thought he would be a good candidate. Not that the others wouldn't be qualified either, but I know Joel personally, so I thought I'd suggest his name.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
So, is there any other suggestions by the Assembly, or are you going to approve by appointment?
Myself, sorry.
Go ahead, Member.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Although it is your prerogative to appoint, I thought Mr. Grunberg's seemed like a very viable candidate as well. I spoke with him briefly at the Harbor Track a couple weeks ago and was very glad to see him put his name in. So I guess it's kind of a camper I'm in right now. I'm inclined to see him be seated.
Okay, well, I guess that we're going to have to, we'll just do it by a closed ballot. If we will go a couple cycles through this, and if we don't get confirmation, it would be my idea.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
Thank you. Clerk Thompson, please point us in the right direction. What is the proper procedure? Are we allowed to do closed ballot, or what is our...
Maybe for this we're not.
We're not.
I don't believe
so. So we can just go ahead and vote on the motion that's on the floor?
And if it fails...
Then we'll move forward?
We'll just move forward, and we'll try again when, we have
okay.
more members.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, so this is to appoint Joel Randra. Nancy?
No.
Mark?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
And Jay?
No.
Okay, if it fails with a 2-2 vote, we'll readdress this at a future meeting. Next item on the agenda, Petersburg Police Department.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I apologize. You would rather address it at a future meeting, or you could actually...
Well, it failed.
But you could suggest another name and vote again. It's up to you, of course.
Well, that would be a route to go, but I appointed Mr. Randorf, and I would vote for Mr. Randorf, so
okay.
We're not going to get anywhere.
Sounds good.
Okay, next item on the agenda, Petersburg Police Department considering participation in an Engel Entertainment reality show. Entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just wanted to let you know my name is Karen Smith. I'm on the phone
okay.
here from Engel Entertainment. If there were any questions regarding the series, I'm happy to answer.
Okay, yeah, I forgot your name, but I was going to recognize you. Thank you, Tara. Okay.
No problem.
Yeah, Member Stanton-Drager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Simply put, Captain Hamilton is vetted this pretty thoroughly and feels quite confident that this is something that is worth moving forward on. And it's him and the police department that it will be impacting most. And if they seem, if they are supportive of it, I have no compelling reason to vote no. So I'll definitely be voting yes.
Any other discussion?
And do we know that all the, I mean, is the staff in like this idea? I mean, I wouldn't personally want to be filmed, but if they're into it, that's their.
I believe the answer is yes, but they're not here today to speak to it. I tasked Captain Hamilton.
Can you repeat the question?
The question was by from Member Morrell, Assembly Member Morrell, and her question was, is the rest of the staff in favor of this idea? I believe that was the question.
I can tell you from my point of view, I've done Skypes with a few of the men. A few of them are interested, some are not, but we wouldn't be filming with anyone that wouldn't be interested in filming with us.
So your answer, if the question was directed to you, would be that all of the staff wasn't in favor of it then?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Tara, for your input. Any other discussion?
I guess just to clarify for those listening at home, as she stated, so those not interested in being filmed would not be filmed. So that kind of seems to really weed that out. Sorry, just my own wheels are spinning clarifying that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, I've kind of mixed on this. I've never watched the shows that they're going to be mirrored to, I guess you'd call it. But there's been talk of it being by the police department as possible helping us do recruitment. I don't know if that's a viable recruitment method, but I think today I would not vote in favor of this, and maybe in the future if we have more, be more up to, not up to speed, but be more informed, I might change my vote. But right now, I don't know that that's a good idea.
Member Stanbury.
Go ahead, Member Strand.
I'm supportive of this. I think Hamilton has vetted it pretty thoroughly. It can only be positive exposure for us. I believe we have veto over any part of it right up till practically it goes on the air. All the editing has to be approved. I'm supportive of it. I think it might be kind of interesting, but I don't have TV, so.
Member Stanton Gregor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In that case, then, if you're indicating it's not something you're supportive of, would the mayor be inclined to postpone this to the next meeting and we have a more full assembly to discuss the topic?
Sure, that's only fair. So
we'll kick that down to the next meeting. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate that.
Okay, thank you for calling in. We're going to talk about it again at our next meeting, which will be on the 21st.
Okay, may I ask a question?
Sure.
The only reason is we have other locations that we're working with as well, and what we're looking to do here is not get full access and permission to film the entire series, but just to film a day or two to learn what Petersburg is like and what it's like to be an officer in Petersburg. So what we're asking from Angle Entertainment is not full permission to participate in the series, but just to allow us to film in Petersburg 1 to 2 days within the next month or so. I'm just afraid that if we wait until the 21st, we might miss our window.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that part of the plan to move forward.
If this is just a development deal, so it basically outlines that we would just work together. That way, if you guys decide, you know what, this wasn't really what we wanted to do, and we didn't understand what the filming process was like, but now we do, you'd get a sense of that within the 1 to 2 days that we'd be out there filming it, you know, within the next month or so. And at that point, you could say, you know, we're not so inclined to cross forward with a full access agreement. The contract that I've sent around is just really a development period for us to kind of work together and get to know each other a little bit better.
Okay, well, with that being said,
does that change things, Mr. Mayor?
Readdress it. What's that, Member?
Does that change things for we at all, Mr. Mayor?
Knowing that it's just kind of like a preliminary, come and do some temporary filming, and I didn't see that anywhere in the, of course, I didn't see a contract. So that's the first I've heard of that approach, Tara. But with that being said, I wouldn't be opposed to it as long as we could look at the preview, so to speak, and then make up our mind. So that's just my opinion. So if we want to bring it back up to the table, we will address it today.
Perfect.
Okay, Member Stanton Gregor, what do we have to do today?
Thank you, Debbie. What do we have to do to bring it back up?
I'll just call the roll.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Good Thank enough? You. Good enough. Thank
okay.
you.
Mark.
Yes.
Nancy.
Yes.
Jay.
Yes.
Brandy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tara, for calling in.
Wonderful. Thank you all.
Yep. Okay. The next item on the agenda is a proposed special meeting on May 14, 2018. This Assemblymember Mucci requests a special meeting be scheduled for Monday, May 14, 2018, to discuss the ideas from the planning for the future meetings and to amend the proposed fiscal year 2019 operating budget. But without Member Mucci here, I don't really know exactly what direction you wanted to go. I understand we're going to make a decision at this meeting when we were going to discuss the planning for the future meeting. So wasn't that changed from the last meeting date or 23rd? So I'd entertain a motion to schedule a meeting.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made by Member Stanton Gregor, seconded by Member Morrell to have a special meeting on May 14th, 2018. Discussion. Member Stanton Gregor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Question for the clerk, if I may. Quick pause. These are situations that are frustrating as an assemblyman, because I wish I could just ask Jeff right now what he was going for, but are you able to speak to this at all, Clerk Thompson?
I can.
Thank you.
And I apologize that I didn't bring my phone in, or I would have known earlier that Jeff didn't have service, but I try not to bring my phone in because it's too many things to take care of. Anyway, at the break I ran and got his text, and that is why he hasn't called in. Otherwise, yeah. I'm sure he'd speak for himself. But
of course.
I know, because he has told me, he does want to make some amendments to the budget. I don't know exactly what those amendments are, but he feels that they're tied to some of the ideas from the planning for the future meeting ideas, and that's why he was, at first he was going to just try to reschedule the planning for the future idea meeting to discuss it, but he wants to discuss them before he makes these suggestions for changes to the budget. So that's why he's putting this all into one special meeting, and he's asking for it to be next Monday, the 14th. He is in town the 14th and the 15th next week, and that is it.
May I follow up? Stan Brigger.
Thank you. So, Jody, a question for you now. Mm-hmm. When does our budget have to be finalized by?
June 15th. So we do have to have a special meeting now, since we didn't approve it in the first reading.
Correct.
So.
Okay. Okay. Nothing else.
Okay. Member Strand?
What time will this meeting be? Or would this meeting be?
Well, that's for us to decide. Personally, myself, I think, well, now that it's a little bit different story that we didn't approve the budget in this first reading, but I would think any budget changes could be spoken to during the regular meetings. And I'm not in favor of having a special meeting. If it's a daytime meeting, I will potentially not make it. So I'm just too busy with my work schedule right now. So, but that's, you know, the choice of the assembly. So what are the thoughts of the other assembly members?
Just speaking for myself, I can do one daytime meeting a month, but I work during those hours, so the only one I could do would be an evening meeting, which is what it is.
Okay, so Brent, Member Merle, you have any input on?
Pretty open.
Well, since we can't, the four of us here today can't seem to come to a consensus, maybe we'll just vote on the motion, which is basically to have a meeting on May 14th to discuss planning for the future and amend the proposed budget. So is there more discussion?
Do we want to assign a time to it? For voting on it, I mean.
We can. Personally, I'm not going to vote for it, and the reason is I think we could handle it in just a regular budget meeting. We're going to have a special meeting between now and June anyway. What are there's the 21st, the 4th, and the 18th. So the 18th. What happens, Jody, if we're behind 3 days? I mean, is it a crisis, or is that by ordinance that we're supposed to have it approved by the 15th, correct?
Correct.
Right. So what's your, any suggestions? And does anybody know the schedule? Debbie, do you have any idea? Clerk, do you have any idea of the schedule of the other assembly members, if they'll be in town on the 14th? You said Jeff, 14th and 15th?
Yeah, I know Jeff, but that's all I know, because he gave me his dive schedule. So.
Right, and I'm not sure when Member Wallhooter will be back. He's down helping transport a boat from Victoria to Petersburg, so I know that much. Mm-hmm. Had a conversation with me. Member Stanton Greger.
Well, it strikes me right now as one of those things where we're going to be working, we're having an extra meeting no matter what. The question, I think, for us is where do we want it? Do we want to do it sooner? Do we want to wait to the 21st and then try to cram a couple of them in before the 15th? Like, I mean, I feel like we're kind of stuck either way on this situation.
Member Mucci is in town the 14th, 15th, 24th, 25th, and 29th.
So we could conceivably have the regular meeting scheduled for the 21st, and we could have a meeting on the, well, that's Memorial Day.
Yeah, we're stuck.
No derby, so we don't have to worry about that.
Monday the 14th at 6 p.m. won't work? Or even the 15th? Tuesday the 15th?
The 15th would not be personally a good day for me, looking at my calendar here, but the 14th in the evening would potentially work, 6 p.m.
I just threw it out there, whatever works for you guys.
I mean, I'm just, it's something to work with.
Mm-hmm. And Member Mucci will be available for that, so it sounds like we should be able to get a quorum. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Member Merle, you good with that? Member Strand?
If that's what it is. What it is, you know me, I'd be meeting at 8 in the morning if we could.
We all have different schedules, that's for sure. So we'll put that down. Meeting, special meeting, May 14th at 6 p.m. Clerk, call the roll.
Nancy?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes. Okay, next item on the agenda, borough manager evaluation process change. I'd entertain a motion to address this topic. It was brought up traditionally. I'll just read through it here so the people in the audience or the listening will know what we're talking about. Traditionally, the borough clerk, as human resource manager, is the only person to see each individual evaluation completed by assembly members and department heads. From the individual evaluations, a summary evaluation document is created using the assembly's evaluations of the manager, and a summary evaluation document is created using the department head's evaluations of the manager. The two summary documents, along with a self-evaluation completed by the manager, are used by the mayor, one other selected assembly member, which is Member Mucci, and the manager in a meeting to discuss and edit. If desired, the three documents, once edits are made, if any, the clerk combines the three evaluation documents in one final evaluation document that is then provided to the full assembly for approval in executive session. Assembly Member Mucci would like to change the process to allow the mayor and selected assembly member to see all of the individual evaluations of the manager. This change for the process will need assembly approval. So I'd entertain a motion to approve. See no motion, it fails. So we will continue with the process as presented to us and how we've done in the past, I'm assuming. So sometime before the first meeting in June, which is, I believe, the 4th. And I would suggest we have the executive session at that meeting. Member Mucci and I and the manager will get together and go over the documents like we normally have done. Okay, next item on the agenda. Communications. Is there any communications? Seeing none. Assembly discussion items. Is there any recognitions? Member Stanton Gregor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Although I'm sure he's not listening, I'd like to recognize Senator Sullivan again for his efforts on the Coast Guard. And it's so critical for Petersburg. And what I'd say then to my fellow citizens of Petersburg is please take the time and write him and thank him. I know many people took time to write Senator Sullivan, say things they may have been displeased with over the past months or year. The flip side of the same script has to be true. He put in a lot of effort for Petersburg, and it needs to be recognized regardless of where you fall on the political spectrum. So thank you again, Senator Sullivan.
Yeah, well, definitely needed to be recognized. He was pretty much forced him into giving us the vote. So, any other recognitions? Okay, next item under discussion items, B, invitation to search Senior Executive Vice President Dan Neumeister. Assembly Member Mucci would like to invite search Senior Executive Vice President Dan Neumeister to Petersburg to discuss the idea and possibility of search's involvement with the Petersburg Medical Center. I'd entertain a motion to approve this.
Discussion.
Oh, all right. Yeah, it is getting late. So anyway, any discussion on this? I think we all have an opinion. We'll start with Nancy. Member Strand.
Would the hospital board or representatives from the hospital be included in this discussion? That seems to be...
That isn't what's implied. But I'm not sure without Member Mucci here to explain himself, and but I'm not sure why he's absent today. I don't think this was a planned absence.
Oh, yeah, he's on a dive trip.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, I guess it's just unfortunate that he couldn't have called in, because I think if someone's going to make many changes to an agenda, they should be pretty sure that they're going to be here to support their issues. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. It's kind of rather frustrating. Member Stanton Greger.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I echo those sentiments. More of an overarching thought about this, regardless of when Member Mucci comes back and how he wants to discuss it. I know I'm stating the glaringly obvious, but I think any decisions made around our hospital, whether it be with search or anyone else, needs to be a full community-wide discussion, not just an assembly discussion. In all fairness, not just a hospital board discussion either, like real, true community involvement on every level possible. It's something we all use and need. And simply put, it's a very broad community discussion, and I look forward to seeing what Member Mucci has in mind for this, and we'll go from there, I guess.
Member Thank you. Rall, do you have any comments?
Just that then we have a hospital board, and I think that's something that should have gone through them prior to us getting involved.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's this discussion should be had with, and it already has been had with Mr. Neumeister, from what I understand, with the hospital board. And my opinion is we should wait until the hospital board has totally vetted this plan or idea of getting together with search and partnering up. But I've got a feeling that's not the direction right now, but I don't think it should be the assembly that jumps ahead in the process. I think we should wait until the process that's in place right now is vetted, but we'll have to wait and see what Member Mucci says if he wants to, and I'm sure he will want to talk about it at a future meeting. So my opinion is to let the hospital board and the staff there go through the process and which route they want to go with the hospital, but future. Any other discussion? Member Strand.
As an aside, do we need to be including the VA in this as well?
Good question. I don't know. I mean, I think at this point, the hospital board and their staff, they run the business of the hospital. The assembly runs the business of the borough. I think we should keep them separated at this point until the assembly or the community is approached by the hospital board asking for something different. That's my opinion. I think we should just let them go through their process and see where it ends up. At this point, I don't think it's our business. So any other discussion about that? We'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Petersburg Borough Assembly meetings are brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, offering asset protection and security through insurance. Home, auto, boat, life. Information from a real-life person who is in the same phone book as you, Petersburg Insurance at 772-3858.